RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Adam Schefter, once again on Pat McAfee's show. There's a wide range of outcomes from this game on Sunday. There's really only two outcomes. Ravens win, Steelers win. There's also a tie, I guess, but it's just what happens in the event they lose. And Schefter didn't go on McAfee's show and just poo-poo or scoff at or dismiss the idea that Tomlin could be gone. Could have easily said, guys, they love him there. 19 years, no losing seasons. Art Rooney adores him.
He could have even done the finger wagging thing where he says, I know fans in Pittsburgh sick of Mike Tomlin.
Could have channeled his inner Mike Greenberg there, but didn't.
Haven't heard a lot from Greeny. Has he still been spouting off at the mouth about how great Mike is and how dumb we are? What about Rich Eisen? He doing any of that?
I think Greeny pretended like the Browns Steelers game didn't happen. Yeah. Or maybe he's off this week. Holidays, you know? Conveniently.
Spend some time with the family. Don't have to acknowledge that Mike's team literally just vomited all over themselves, basically, against Shedeur Sanders, who I don't think will be a starting quarterback in the league beyond the first 4 weeks of next year. Yeah, cool.
So there's a chance this is Tomlin's final game as Steelers
coach. What percentage
are
you putting on it, though?
Almost zero.
Like, win or lose, what percentage? Obviously, if they lose this game, it goes up. But yeah. If they win, I think it's zero. Mm-hmm. If they lose, I still feel like it's less than 10, don't you?
The one thing that we can't really get, you know, a grasp of or a hold on is how much Mike is affected by the fact now that it's not just callers into our show or the internet, social media.
It's some casuals who go to the games, maybe.
It's people went to a game and called for his head, and if they get beat again and they get behind in this game, it's going to happen again.
So I'll even say...
And does Mike want...
Does he want to be that guy in this town?
Who now, every time he coaches a game and his team is losing at home, he hears Steelers fans say, fire Tomlin. Because I don't think it's going to stop until he's gone.
If they play a classic against the Ravens, like a game that is reminiscent in terms of its entertainment value of Bears-Niners just now.
Yep.
And it's 28-27 and they lose somehow.
Yep.
Because he goes for the win, two in the win with no time left on the clock and they just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the game is back and forth. I actually think there's also a 0% chance he leaves because there wouldn't be any fire Tomlin. There would be like, wow, this is two pretty evenly matched, like pretty obviously middle of the pack teams.
I don't agree with that.
If they get beat 31-10, I think that's where there's the chance, because that's when you're going to hear people screaming to fire him in the building.
I think whenever fans at that game, not all of them, of course, but I think a lot of fans who are going, who have it in the back of their mind that this coach is untrustworthy and not someone you can depend on or count on to turn this franchise around and start winning meaningful games, I think whenever they think it's a pretty good bet that the Steelers are going to lose the game, I think you're going to hear fire Tomlin chants. And if that's at the very end of the game on a last second field goal, or if that's or that's 5 minutes into the first quarter, I think they'll come out. And even if they lose a heartbreaker and a nail biter in a close game, I think there'll be people who stick around that when he goes out to shake hands and then walk back to the tunnel to leave the field, will say, fire Tomlin, we're done with you. Get out of here. Thanks for nothing.
I said yesterday that I've learned not to just like assume that because it would take a weird set of circumstances for something to happen, for the Steelers to lose a game, to not just like assume that it can't happen, because I just watched that game. I have also learned doing this job that when we start speculating on Tomlin's future and you start kind of talking yourself into it, well, maybe if this happened, maybe if that happened, he'll actually think differently about all this. Not to assume he will, because he'll just dig back in. And so, you know what? I'm putting it at 0% if they win, at 0% if they lose a close one, and at under 3%, even if he is being serenaded with fire Tomlin chants. Even if, as he usually walks off the field and maybe like acknowledges the fans even after a loss and thanks them for at least their support, I think there's almost no chance he would be moved to do that.
412-928-9370. Let's get back to your calls. Here is Rob in O'Hara is back with us. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you.
It's the Yinzer divide that you're talking about today. You got the younger generation, people like in your generation, not it doesn't include you two because you're tuned into the sports better than people your age. But in my generation, I'm 66. I grew up with Noel, and people don't even understand what the standard is. But nowadays, the Steeler fans hope for, well, if we can get in the playoffs or, you know, if we just win a playoff. The Steelers back in my day, they had none of that. And that's where this divide all takes place. Tomlin is nothing more than a wannabe. He wants to put his stamp on everything to show he belongs. But at the end of the day, he hasn't delivered. And he keeps bringing in all these, you guys call them baseball card players, because he wants to surround himself to say, hey, well, I'm with this guy and I'm that guy. I'm top of the line and this and that. And he just does not deliver. And here's a question.
Well, Rob, the problem with baseball card players in a sport like football, where aging is usually so unkind, is that it's more of a young man's game than almost any other sport, probably more than any other sport. And so bringing in those guys, even though it might look good to a coach on paper, usually makes his job tougher in actuality.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Malzy. There's one thing Tomlin does so much better than a lot of other coaches, and it's called self-preservation. He plays Rooney like a cat plays a mouse. He knows how to maintain his job. And here's a question I have.
But you think it requires him playing Art? I think Art willfully goes along with this.
No, but I think what Rob is saying is he knows what his demands are. And his demands are basically like, keep us a part of the conversation, not for the Super Bowl, but keep us as a competitive team every year. And you're fine. And he does that. They don't sink to the bottom. They don't have 4-12 or 5-11 seasons. They're always in the mix. They're in the mix this Sunday.
So the weird thing about that is, though, there's pretty little wiggle room to do that year after year if you're so close to the number, if you're always getting to like 9 or maybe 10. If you have a couple things go not so well your way, like think of how close he was on the Razor's Edge a couple of years ago to going 7-10.
Yep.
You're really going to rely on Mason Rudolph riding to the rescue for three games?
Right, but I'm saying the team is never... There's never a thought, as long as Tomlin's in charge, of making moves that aren't like so much we'll take a step back, but have the bigger picture in mind. It's all about winning right now. Let me preface my comment by saying, I don't think Kenny Pickett now was ever going to be a good quarterback. All right? I don't think any amount of coddling or cajoling there was going to work with him to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But the process of getting him ready to be a good NFL quarterback was stunted by the idea that the entire process they're going into it was what was best for that team in week one. It wasn't about like, what can we do to develop a franchise quarterback that we used a first round pick on? It's what do we do to give our team the best chance to win the first game in Cincinnati? Well, Trubisky's been an NFL quarterback, so let's get him ready and let's prepare this guy. Even though the chances were very high that he had no future with this organization. And they've done these short-sighted things, cut off your nose to spite your face things, to try to win in the short term and really ignore the long term of the franchise.
I'm going to take it a step further on the Pickett analogy then. Okay?
And drafting a running back in the first round is another big part of that, Chris.
I agree with that. In your quarterbacks last year, giving him a running back and a tight end when you needed to reset your offensive line. I'll give you another part of that Pickett thing that you didn't mention. They had options between, let's say, Kenny Pickett and Malik Willis were their top two, although I heard it actually wasn't even that. It was Pickett, I think, Ridder, and then Willis. But let's just say it's Pickett and Willis.
Yep.
They took the perceived higher floor, lower ceiling, safer player.
Closer to being NFL
closer
ready.
Closer to being NFL ready and at least keeping you on the 9 or so win train.
Yeah.
Than drafting Malik Willis, possibly having to have him sit for a full year, then having no idea when you finally anoint him as the man, whether or not he's the right pick. And now it turns out that Malik Willis is pretty obviously, other than Purdy, going to look like the best quarterback from that class because there's so few of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they absolutely took the safe, keep us around relevance guy, at least in theory, and how he was perceived.
So that's why I think he said, Rob is like, he knows how the owner and the coach, I think, are like-minded there. Like, there's...
Well, the owner's made no bones about it. His own brother has acknowledged right. What the goal is. And I think Mike looks at that and says, all right, I never have to have the hard pill of a 4-13 season where maybe I have to reset this thing. I can continue to try to do what they want to do, which is always aligned with me. I love winning games.
And I think the only way you get anything close to a reset on Outlook is if you have a coaching change.
Don't you think it needs more than that, even probably an ownership? Not an ownership change where somebody else buys the team, but like somebody there. We hear about Art's son having kind of different, more football-oriented views than him. Not so much business or whatever. I think you need somebody else calling the major shots because Art still has his thumbprints and fingerprints all over everything they do.
Here's one of the queens of the PM team, Carolyn Clinton. Hello, Carol.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Carol. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Yeah, I wanted to wish you a Happy New Year. I didn't get to talk to you since Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Carol.
Well, my first thing is, I have been listening to you guys right along, and I've listened to all the stuff you said about Tomlin and given him, you know, some props about the 3-game winning streak and all that, and I wasn't agreeing with any of it, but I was just, you know how I
am. That's why we love you, Carol, because even though you don't love
Carol,
what we're saying,
you're a woman of conviction, Carol.
Yes, you are.
Stick to your guns.
I stand by how I feel, and so I just kept letting you do it, and if they could have gone into Cleveland and won, like, was it the Patriots that just mopped up the Jets?
Yes. Drake May threw for 5 touchdowns.
That's what they should have done.
Correct.
They went into a crap show Cleveland team that, what's their record? I don't even know
they
what
were
it
four
is.
And, now they're 4-12.
They were 3-12 coming in, and Carol, Andrew and I sat in mixed company with Browns fans and Steelers fans. Those Browns fans were by no means all happy that the Browns were winning that game. There were many people who wanted the Browns to lose that game.
To get a better draft.
Correct. That's correct. Yeah. Like, that was not a united crowd that wanted to see them win.
That's what I wanted to see. I was giving them the benefit of the doubt as much as I can because I'm dug in on this. But I wanted to see them go into Cleveland and really leave a message, and they went in and, like you said, peed down their legs.
They did leave a message, and that's that they're
Thank
not
you,
a
Carol.
Serious operation.
I mean, anybody whose opinion all along and currently is, I'm not going to believe in this team to do anything again until the coach is gone. What do I say as a rebuttal to that right now? Well, you'll see. Just wait until Sunday. They'll prove you wrong by beating the Ravens.
There's nothing you can say. There's nothing.
Well, I reference back to things that happened more than a decade ago now.
Those aren't relevant. It's not relevant.
The NFL has changed unbelievably since then.
It has. I am just looking at the call screen right now, man. Do we just have a murderer's row of some of our best and brightest
here? Who is this guy? Scott is in his kitchen, but it said before that his name was Tim in his house.
I like this. Are you a multiple names guy, Scott?
No, I'm Scott, but I've moved on from the kitchen. I'm in the living room watching some college football.
But why? But previously, like, you were entered into our system as Tim in your house. So,
have you called in as Tim?
Maybe to Bob.
Oh,
so wait, you call in under different names to different people?
It depends what day it is, and I just pick a name. So yeah.
So your name is not actually Scott.
Close enough. But can we talk about firing Tomlin?
Are you sure. Are you in the CIA? What
yeah,
is
I don't
going
know why you
here?
Need to protect your name or whatever, but
you know
that's
what?
Fine.
Scott, here's your challenge. We'll let you get to your substance of your call. Next time you call in, can you use one of those voice modifiers that they used to have on 60 Minutes where you sound like you're in witness protection?
I got you, Chris.
What do you got for us?
So first off, I mean, who doesn't want Tomlin fired? I thought he should have been on the hot seat after the 2017 team, which was the best team he's had. Got their teeth kicked in by Blake Bortles. Then you lose to Baker, which, I mean, people have talked about this, but he should have never gotten an extension. But I have a question for you guys. Seeing that the NFL draft is coming to town, do you think that will affect the decision to let Tomlin go?
Kabali has come out and said he thinks it does affect it, and he thinks that's why Rooney's going to keep him. Because he thinks that inside the NFL, Rooney's going to get crap if he gets rid of Mike, and he doesn't want to have to deal with that when the draft comes here. And having his peers and having people inside the NFL like look at him sideways for letting go of a coach that's revered throughout the league. That's Kabali's take. I will say it again. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that if they lose, it's Mike who comes to this great epiphany. Like,
I don't want to do this anymore.
Was it Paul on his way to Damascus?
Yeah, he was struck down off his horse.
Yes. I need a Paul.
No, he was Saul then, and then he became Paul.
I need Paul slash Saul on his way to Damascus moment here for Tomlin, where he wakes up on Monday and was like, wait a minute, why am I still doing this?
I'll tell you what, that's Saul, bad guy until he had that epiphany. Real bad guy.
Well, that's the point sometimes of epiphanies. You realize the error of your ways.
In this case, it would just be Mike saying, I think I'm done here. I've had enough.
Yeah.
He loves the draft so much, though, and to have it here.
Well, and he's got it good here. He's got a huge contract. He's got, well, you know what? I'm going to cut myself off and say this. I can't believe it took any of us until 3:16 to bring this up. The thing that we have not brought up yet, and I'm shocked Schefter didn't say this when he was on McAfee's show. Let's go back to the contract. There's an option that's got to get picked up after the season ends.
Correct.
If they lose this game on Sunday, how do you, in good faith,
if you're
pick up that, yes, pick up that option?
Well, that's where your logic hits a notable speed bump. Given everything Art has historically said about Mike, there's no reason to think that even if they get humiliated in this game and miss out on the division, that Art would make a decision based on that. It still stands to reason, based on everything we've seen Art do throughout his tenure with Mike, that he'll just say, yeah, this is, I'm rubber stamping this. I'm picking this up. I want
based
him to be our coach.
Based on what, though?
The fact that
a disappointing finish to a season, a second collapse in 2 years?
The fact that, yeah, after previous disappointing finishes, he'll say things like, I want to run the ball better, we need to get better, but then he does the same stuff. He gave Mike gives Mike extensions when everyone else thinks that he should be fired.
Well, then but we haven't seen it get this bad. Like, we've heard on our shows, it's been bad like this for a long time.
He'll can Terrell Austin and tell him, you got to find a better defensive coordinator, even though that guy doesn't get to call plays.
Yeah, but that's not going to satiate the appetite of fans to do that.
How much does Art care about satiating the appetite of fans? Well, it's easy when it's Matt Canada. How much easier is it when it's Mike Tomlin?
Well, we'll see. I mean, if he wants thousands of people to boo his presence at a draft, then go ahead, keep him. Well, to me, if he declines...
Wait, to boo Mike's presence, how? He's not going to be
no,
like...
No, I'm talking about Art's.
Okay.
To me, if you decline the option, the ball's in Tomlin's court. Do you want to go into 2026 as a lame duck coach? It's on you. And I don't think he would. I think he'd look at that as like a slap in the face.
He would. He actually would. He would look at it as a slap.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So then maybe that's the way he does go and do TV for a year, like Sean Payton did.
That would be the ultimate passive-aggressive move by Art. He'd be like, I don't have the... It would be like making your significant other so mad at you that they break up with you.
Right, but my thing is, like, even though I'm sure Art just, you know, whispers sweet nothings to Mike and compliments him at every turn, even if you're Mike and his agent,
mm-hmm.
if at the end of the year Art said, I'm not going to pick up the option, we missed the playoffs in a year where the other two quarterbacks in the division weren't healthy, we had a chance to win the division, and you scored 6 points at Cleveland, and then here comes our arch rival again, this time on our turf, and they end our season 2 years in a row. I'm not rewarding that. Sorry. How could anybody, like...
How could anybody argue that that's unreasonable?
Right. How could Mike be mad at that?
You couldn't. The only prism through which you'd view that as unreasonable is the way that that very same person has previously acted towards you.
Yeah, like, oh, this is a real, you know... This is a real personality change or
right. Well, I've said so many times to people who've complained to me about Mike, like off the air, I've said, well, wait a minute. Would you change anything you're doing if you were him and your boss kept telling you you're doing a good job, here's another raise? That's the only prism through which Mike and his people would say, wait a minute. Like, you've never done this before. Why now? I had a 9-8 season. So what?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.